If you're looking for a great place for your annual golf outing, a weekend golf getaway, or just a round of golf with your buddies, then Salt Creek Golf Retreat is just what you're looking for. Centrally located in Nashville, Indiana, just south of Indianapolis and west of Cincinnati, this challenging but fair 18-hole golf course appeals to all skill levels, and its scenic views of rolling hills and tree-lined fairways are sure to make golfing memories for years to come. Owned and operated by former Purdue and New York Giants fullback Randy Minear, Salt Creek Golf Retreat offers stay-and-play packages that include golf and a fully furnished one- or two-bedroom condo. After your round, be sure to stop by the 19th Hole Sports Bar and Restaurant for great food, fun, and drinks. Randy and his staff will treat you like family. For more information, log on to saltcreekgolf.com. That's saltcreekgolf.com. Or give them a call at 812-558-5944. Salt Creek Golf Retreat. Start making your golfing memories today. Former NFL quarterback Drew Bledsoe, owning a winery has been a long-time aspiration that would allow him to combine his passion for fine wines and love of his hometown, the Walla Walla Valley. Drew returned in 2007 to plant his original estate vineyard, McQueen, on the southern end of the Walla Walla Valley. The following year, Drew launched Doubleback, an estate-focused winery with the goal to produce world-class Cabernet Sauvignon. Since the very first release, the 2007 Cabernet Sauvignon, Doubleback has received numerous accolades, including a spot on the Wine Spectre's Top 100 list. Drew's vision, brought to life by winemaker Josh McDaniels, remains to be a premium wine experience, completely focused on quality. To further assist the vision of high-quality, estate-focused wine, Drew has acquired and planted four estate vineyards in the Walla Walla Valley, and recently broke ground on the future home of Doubleback Winery, which will open in 2018. Drew is committed to using only the most sustainable, superlative winemaking practices to ensure that Doubleback will be one of the best bottles of wine you will drink. We invite you to learn more about Doubleback and sign up for our mailing list at doubleback.com. That's doubleback.com.
Thursday Night Tailgate, where the spotlight is always on the positive. Tune in Thursday night from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time to hear your favorite NFL legends, players, and coaches sharing their stories. Now back to Chris and Bob.
I wouldn't joke about anything else that happened to you tonight.
Hey, we're back here on Thursday Night Tailgate. We're turning on our spotlight on the positive. Bob, who you putting yours on this week?
Oh, Chris, every time we do this, you know, we think we've heard every type of reason that people give back and every type of cause out there. But I came across one this weekend that was pretty unique. And that's I'm going to give credit to Nick Sundberg. He's the long snapper of the Washington Redskins, Chris, and a very unique story. You know, he is the Redskins nominee for the NFL Man of the Year this past season. Obviously, so many guys are deserving of this award. But what he does, Chris, he became aware of a situation in which in the D.C. area, he found out, and this was new to me also, he heard that many kids, they could come from homeless people, homeless kids, homeless areas. A lot of kids did not go to school or show up to school because they didn't have access to clean clothes. And, you know, that's very disturbing, Chris. So Nick Sundberg has done so much for the Redskins charitable foundation, but he caught note of this problem and he said, "I have to do something about this. No kid should have to go to school wearing dirty clothes or afraid to go to school without clean clothes." So he launches this thing called Loads of Love, and it's the LOL moniker. It's a laundry program. He got it started in three schools down in that area, and what happened, he put a lot of his own money in it, but this program now will provide these schools, Chris, with supplies and the equipment needed to get an in-school laundry center at some of these schools. He'll actually get washer and dryer units, laundry and soap and dryer sheets, and actually stipends to each school to continue this program running. And obviously, and one of the things he, him and his wife, Floor, did on this past November, they cut the ribbon on a laundry center at the Magnolia Elementary School. So it went down to even to the elementary school level. But an amazing thing, Chris. Didn't know that was a problem, but obviously was. But kudos to Nick Sundberg for being proactive in that situation. And he continues to do great things both on the field and off the field. Kudos to Nick. That's a great story.
Yeah, it is. And to your point, Bob, that's, you know, I guess something I wouldn't have never thought of. Right, that you know that we've got a problem like that, and then mm-hmm. when you really do think about it, it does. You know, you can imagine that is going on out there. So definitely kudos to Nick for doing what he's doing. That is a fantastic story, Bob. And this week, Bob, I'm putting my spotlight on a guy you might not think about based on his reputation in the game, but away from the game, he's doing great things, and that's Miami Dolphins defensive tackle Ndamukong Suh. Suh is one of the most philanthropic players in the league, Bob. Back in 2010, he donated $2.6 million to his college alma mater, which is the University of Nebraska. $2 million of that went to their strength and conditioning program. $600,000 went to scholarships for their College of Engineering. 2013, he donated $250,000 to his high school alma mater to help build the school a new football field. You know, the previous football field was declared unsafe, so the team had to play all of their home games on the road, just all of their games on the road, until that new field was built for them. He also bought the team new equipment, including new cleats, new gloves, new helmets for everybody on the team. He also started the Ndamukong Suh Family Foundation, which is devoted to promoting the values of health, wellness, and education for kids. And they do it in many different places. They do it in places, you know, where you would expect. Nebraska, again, where he played. Detroit and Miami also played there. But also in Portland, Oregon, where he was born. Plus in Cameroon and in Jamaica, which is where his parents were born. And within the foundation, he has a program called 90 Backpack, 90 being his number, and backpack, right, for kids. He gets those backpacks, he delivers them to, you know, in those places, Detroit, Portland, Nebraska, stuffs them full of, you know, school supplies for the kids. He also hosts football camps and an annual celebrity wheelchair basketball tournament to raise money for his foundation and for the kids. So I want to throw it out there, and, you know, kudos to Ndamukong Suh for all he's doing to make a difference in the lives of kids, you know, all over the country, plus down in Cameroon and Jamaica as well, Bob. You can question his antics on the field, and I think a lot of us do, but there is certainly no question about the great things that he is doing off the field and for kids.
I think he's a perfect example of what we bring up a lot, Chris. You know, people, whether you want the dirt or do you want the good stuff, and probably what's going to get overblown. And, you know, obviously you and I have been critical of some of the things he's done, but yep. If we didn't talk about him tonight, you probably would never hear it. People would want to hear, just give me the dirt on him, give me the dirt on him. But this is a guy, you're right, has given millions and does give of his time, and obviously is a great guy off the field. So we got to give him his kudos. That's a great story also.
Bob, it is time for us to put a bow on this episode of Thursday Night Tailgate. We want to send out our thanks once again to Christine Lisi, Tony Collins, Will Blackwell, Keith Hirschland, and Toy Cook for joining us tonight. And as always, Bob, best part of it is getting to spend my Thursday night with you, my friend.
Well, thank you very much, Chris. That was a fun show with a lot of people that love to talk, so it made our job easy. That was great tonight. A lot of fun.
Yes, it was. Next week, we'll be right back here, and we've got some great new guests that we are looking forward to having on the show. First, former Raiders quarterback Mark Wilson is going to be making his TNT debut with us. Former Raiders and current Vanderbilt defensive coordinator Jason Tarver will be back with us. Been a minute since Jason's been on the show. Great. Looking forward to having him back here with us. Also back with us will be former Steelers and Giants defensive coordinator Tim Lewis. Former Saints wide receiver Quinn Early will also be making his TNT debut. And, of course, as we have every week, Tony Collins will be here as well. We hope you'll come back and be a part of the show. Should be a great one. I want to remind everybody how you can follow us on social media. Check us out on Facebook. We've got a page for the show, Thursday Night Tailgate. Give us a like. That's very important to us. Plus, both Bob and I have our own Facebook pages as well. Please also check out our website, ThursdayNightTailgate.com. On there, you'll be able to see who some of our future guests are going to be. Plus, you can stream us as a podcast right from there. It'll lead you right to our page over on Podbean. Can't thank those folks enough for all of their support. So you can download the Podbean app, listen to us as a podcast everywhere you go on your mobile phone. Thanks to iHeartRadio as well. Those folks have been very, very good to us, as have the folks over at Blog Talk Radio. On Twitter, you can follow us. I am at CT Mascaro. Bob is at Bob_Lazzari. And the show is at TNT Podcast. Bob, take us home, my friend.
All right, we'll talk next week. That was a lot of fun, Chris. And we want to also thank our great announcer, Joe Lajanusa, for the terrific job he does with our intro and ads, and to Kyle Turley and the Kyle Turley Band for the upcoming outro music. And on behalf of myself and Chris, we want to extend thanks to everyone tonight for listening. We appreciate you the most. And until next week, good night, Kevin, and good night, Terry. We miss you guys.